The following program is sponsored by Benveo.
This is Mind Your Business with Dr. Mark Lewandowski on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG.
Spreading the excitement of entrepreneurial growth all over Oklahoma.
Whether you want to start a business or grow a business, Dr. Mark is your go-to expert.
This show is all about you, and it starts right now.
On News 102.3 KRMG.
Hello, Oklahoma. This is Mark Lewandowski. You are listening to the Mind Your Business Show. It's an exciting show. It's a great show about entrepreneurs. We focus completely on entrepreneurship and innovation. That's our thing. And I'm so glad you tuned in and you're listening to us. This show is really a special show, and it's courtesy of an entrepreneurial organization called Benveo. I'd like to thank our sponsor, Benveo. This is a company here in Tulsa that provides health care for individuals and small groups all over the country. If you're struggling with high costs for health care for yourself or for your employees, you got to call Benveo. That's Benveo. They're a great company, and I want to say thank you to them. Today's going to be an exciting show. It's really exciting for me because if I look back on my career, I think of four or five people that really made an impact on my life, people that were truly mentors. And today, in our special entrepreneur showcase section, we have one of my mentors, a very, very bright gentleman. And I say gentleman because the way in which he led our organization and as a board member on a company that I ran, the way that he led by example was just absolutely fantastic. And I think his insights today are going to be fantastic for you. So this show is all about you, the entrepreneur based in Oklahoma that's trying to make an impact, trying to do great things, and trying to improve. I don't know of an entrepreneur anywhere who's not trying to improve their company. The very nature of those of us that are crazy enough to be entrepreneurs is that we want to grow, we want to build, we want to expand, we want to do something special. Even organizations that are philanthropic by their very nature, they want to expand, they want to grow, they want to touch more people. And so today's show is all about ways that we can become a better entrepreneur. So we're going to talk about this. I'm going to tease you today, and I'm going to push you a little bit with four ideas that will help you become a better entrepreneur. And I'll bet you money that I'm going to talk about something very difficult for every one of us. Let's start with this. You know, the other day I was out to dinner, and I was out to dinner with my family. And after we finished dinner, we were walking through the bar of the restaurant, and I looked over in the corner, and there was a person I recognized, and I knew this person, and I knew them well. But we were in a brand new environment, a place I'm rarely there, and that person who I know well is outside of the normal environment in which I see her. So I recognize her face. I know her well, and I can't think of her name. Oh, gosh, it's so embarrassing. And I'll bet you, out of the 10,000 people that are listening to us right now, 9,999 are going, oh, my God, that happens to me, too. Does it happen to you? Are you walking up? Are you walking across the mall, minding your own business, trying to find the perfect pair of jeans, and there's somebody right there, and you're like, oh, no, oh, no, who is that? Who is that? What is their name? Okay, I have a strategy. Guess what? Listeners, I'm going to help you. We're going to resolve that right now. We're going to improve your ability to remember everybody's name. And the reason that we're going to be able to improve that is that name is already stored in your data bank, in that data processing element in your body called your brain. The challenge is, just like if I stored it in the computer, I've got to find a way to go get that information. That name, that person, that location where I last saw them is in my mind. I just have to figure out how to get it. So if I were to help you get that data out of your brain, would that be helpful? 9,999 people are saying, yes, it would be helpful. Then there's that one person that says, you know what? No, I really don't care. But the rest of us, we care because names are important. You know, when somebody walks up to you and they remember your name, it makes you feel good. So what we're doing is we're going to build a technique and we're going to learn something that makes other people feel good and it relieves you. The worst situation is when you're walking across the mall and you've got somebody with you. And you know that when you see that person and engage with them, you're going to have to introduce that person that you cannot remember their name to your special guest that you're walking with. Maybe it's your spouse or a friend or your boyfriend or girlfriend or your children. It doesn't matter who it is. The pressure mounts. Now, are there things we can do about it? Yes. So let's start with this. Realize that your brain is really made out of two different parts. And I'm going to simplify brain theory here, and there might be someone very scientific that wants to argue about these things, but I'm going to simplify it. There's a philosophy called the hemispheric brain theory, and the hemispheric brain theory says that you have a left brain and a right brain, and those two things are tied together right in the middle by the corpus callosum. You might remember that from the first anatomy class, but you might not realize how you can use that knowledge to better handle forgetfulness of names. So realize that the name of a person is really connected in the right part of your brain. The right part of your brain is the relationship. It's the area of your brain that ties a face to a name, because those two things really don't match. It's not like there's an order, a process that says, well, if that person's nose is longer and their ears are bigger, then this is their name. It doesn't work like that. People are named long before they're even seen in the womb. So people's names are arbitrary. They're connected to somebody's face without any real documentation or any real data on why that name is connected to that face. So since that part of the brain is the right side of your brain that stores names, you've got to activate that part of your brain. And you do that by activating the left side of your body. Realize, if you're up and walking across the mall, you're already activating the left side of your brain because you're walking left, right, left, right, left, right. So you're already stimulating left side of your body activity, which stimulates right brain memory function. Now, sometimes that doesn't work. So what I do is I immediately flip my keys into my left hand and I start rolling them around in my left hand and I say, A, B, C, D, E, and Tommy, the person's name was Tommy. And it was, by the way, the other night I was walking through a bar and there is the mother of my best friend growing up. And there's her face. I know it like the back of my hand. I remember she's wonderful. What a sweetheart. Her name was Tommy. And all I had to do is put something in my left hand and run it around in my left hand and stimulate right brain activity so that I could remember that name. Now, one of the other keys is start going through the alphabet. A, B, C, D, Donna. That's how you do it. It really works. Now, let's say that you say, well, that's great, but I forget names, Mark, right after I've heard them. You're absolutely right. Most entrepreneurs, most business people, when they meet another person, they're so busy worrying about how they look and how they're going to present their own name that they fail to even listen to the other person. Let's agree right now that from this point forward, whenever you meet a new person, you're gonna ignore all those ideas in your brain about how you look and is there anything in your teeth or how does your hair look or is your shirt too wrinkly, and you're just gonna pay attention. You're gonna focus on what that person says and you're gonna pay attention to their name. And next, if you have a chance, repeat the name out loud. Let's say I walk up to someone and let's say I'm walking up to Debbie Redwine, who's our producer here, and she introduces herself to me. The worst thing I can do is say, hi, I'm Mark. Well, hell, I already know I'm Mark. I don't need to remind myself that I'm Mark. What I need is to showcase to Debbie how much I care about her by saying, Debbie, it is so nice to meet you. I love your last name. Tell me about that. Where did you get that name? What is the origin of your last name? Or you might say, that's really neat. How do you spell that? And then repeat her name over and over in the conversation. You might say, Debbie, it's really nice to meet you. I'm Mark Lewandowski. And then later you might say, Debbie, let me introduce you to my wife. This is Sarah. Sarah, this is Debbie. Now I've already repeated the name 4 or 5 times. And at the end, don't say very nice to meet you. Say, Debbie, it was really nice to meet you. Now I've repeated the name 5 times. There's a very, very good chance I've stored that information in my brain. See, the way the brain works is 2 things. You've got the intensity of the experience or repetition. That's how memory occurs. There are times when you meet somebody and they're so impactful to you that you remember their name immediately. And then there's other times where that person's name just, it just can't settle in your brain for some reason, and you've got to repeat it over and over and over. So realize that memory is created by one of two things, the intensity of the experience or repetition. And if the experience isn't super intense, then you've got to use repetition. Try it, practice it, get better. I promise you, if you'll do these things, you're going to get better at names. And then other people are going to say, oh my gosh, you're so good at remembering names. You might not want to tell them your secret. You might want to keep it between us. When we come back, we're going to talk more about how to become a better business owner. You're listening to the Mind Your Business Show. This is your host, Dr. Mark Lewandowski.
We are Tulsa's severe weather station, News 102.3 KRMG.
Welcome back to the Mind Your Business Show. I'm your host, Dr. Mark Lewandowski, and we're talking about you, the entrepreneur in Oklahoma that's doing great things. Today, we've been talking about things that make you a better entrepreneur. Before we left for the break, we were talking about how you remember people's names. Names are so important to other people. They're important to you too, but people love to be called by name. It's something really important. If you're trying to grow your business, one of the best things you can do, if you're a restaurant owner, if you're a store owner, if you're a business person, if you're in sales, is learn how to remember people's names. We talked in a little while ago about the fact that those names are stored in your brain. You just have to figure out how to get them out. And so the techniques that we deploy are things like putting things on your left hand, rolling them around, going through the alphabet, get up and get moving around. We all know as entrepreneurs that the very best ideas sometimes come in the strangest places. Usually when you're going for a walk or you're in the shower, and it's all about not the beautiful weather or the warm water. It's all about left brain, right brain activity. And names are stored in the right side of your brain. Therefore, you've got to activate left side body activity in order to stimulate the right side of your brain that holds a name. But I'm not going to repeat that too much. I'm going to move on to the second point today. If you want to be a great entrepreneur, go old school. Go old school. You know, there's so many people talking about what's new, what's cool, what's innovative. There are certain things in your business that ought to be old school. And one of them is thank you notes. Oh my goodness. The art of the thank you note has lost its way. And the reason is because it's just so easy to email it. It's so easy to get on, type in an email and say, hey, Steve, it was so great to have you at the office, but that takes little or no effort. People skim right through that. But when somebody receives a handwritten thank you note, they pay attention to that. If you're old like me, and I'm 53 years old, if you're old like me, you used to wait at the mailbox, especially around your birthday, to get a handwritten or a hand-signed birthday card from a friend. You know, mail was something really special. Then came the email, and now we do everything by email. 94% of all communication in business is done by email, and the other parts our contracts and other writings and things that are legal documents that can't be emailed. But wow, how impactful is it for you to write a personalized thank you note? You know, we do it where I've got personalized thank you notes that when you open it up, it's got a picture of me pointing at you. And so I'm able to write on it really fun things. So I have simple rules. I have a couple of rules about a thank you note. Number one, keep it simple. Don't make it too long. Don't draw it out too much. Keep it simple. You're there to thank the person and be very personal. Do it immediately. You know, I try not to allow one whole day to go by before I've written all my thank you notes. Now, fortunately for me, I've got a great team. And I've got Emily immediately. She already pre-addresses the envelope, has a stamp on the top of the envelope. It tells me exactly who it's going to. All I have to do is fill it out, but I handwrite it myself and a signature. And so what it takes, the time it takes me to do it is simply thinking through a very simple and very thoughtful and very enjoyable message. And that's my third point. So keep it simple, do it immediately, and make it enjoyable. Make it something. Don't be too serious. Don't write something like, I look forward to doing business and let's get a contract out by next Tuesday. That's for email. The thank you note is simply there to be pleasant. I promise you, if you're trying to grow your business and you're listening intently and remembering people's names and then turning around after you've met them or had a meeting with them and writing a thank you note for that meeting, that is really special. We are on our way to growing your business. Next, I want to talk a little bit more about this engagement with other people. I purposefully walk across the room to meet people. And I do this because I don't want to assume that they know who I am. I think that's really rude when somebody assumes that you know their name. That's a really rude thing to do, and it really doesn't have class. So if you're that person, I need you to realize that's not a very classy move to assume that everybody knows you. You're just not that special. If you're that special, you're probably really famous and then you're not listening to the show. But let's talk about those of us, the normal people growing our business. I don't make the assumption that everybody knows me. So when I see somebody, the very first thing I do is I walk across, stick out my hand, and I say, "Hi, I'm Mark Lewandowski." And I do it real slow as if there's no chance that they would ever remember who I am. One, it's a presentation of humility that I'm not so doggone important that I assume that they immediately know who I am. The nice thing about the way I do that is that most people turn right around and offer their name in return. what a great technique. Instead of freaking out about the fact you don't remember their name, act like that you shouldn't have to remember. You're offering your name as a gift in this connection. One of the things that it's really nice to do is remind them what you do. "Hi, I'm Mark Lewandowski, and you know me because I work so-and-so, or I own this business, or we've met somewhere here." Okay. So remind them of who you are. They're going to stop at the end of that engagement and go sit back down at their desk or sit down at a restaurant or move on at the mall. And they're going to go, "You know, that is really a nice person. That was a really good engagement." But if you don't offer your name, if you don't help them remind, if you don't help them be reminded of who you are, that is really troublesome. And they might walk away without a great impression. Keep the engagement short. And if the engagement's going well, introduce them to the people that are standing there with you. But keep it brief and let it move on. Those are really good techniques. I mean, remembering people's names, super important. Going old school and writing a handwritten thank you note's great. And not assuming that everybody knows you is really a great strategy. But I'm going to finalize this. I'm going to finish with this one before we go to break. Recently, I had a business meeting in which I flew to Florida with a group. And I have never been treated so badly in my whole life. And I would love to tell you who the company was, because the company is on every radio station and they're advertising all the time about how fabulous they were. But man, they treated Jonathan and I terribly. I have never been treated so rudely, as if I meant nothing to the business meeting, until the very end when they realized or really knew what I was talking about, and then they treated me well. When Jonathan and I walked away, we sat down on the plane seats and I turned to Jonathan and I said, "You know what I learned from that? I learned I don't ever want to treat anybody like they just treated us. Let's agree, Jonathan, that when somebody comes to our office, we treat everybody with the utmost of respect. If you want to grow your business, you don't ever know who that person is, how important they are. When they come in your store, your restaurant, or you meet them, you have no idea how much influence that person might have on your future. Treat them beautifully." If you do this, you're demonstrating that you're an absolutely a great person, honoring everyone, and your business is going to grow. I'm so excited that you're listening to the show. We've got a great guest in the Entrepreneur Showcase, and we're going to be talking to him right after our break. This is the Mind Your Business Show. You're listening to Mark Lewandowski on KRMG.
This is where Tulsa turns first for breaking news. News 102.3 KRMG.
Welcome back to the Mind Your Business Show. I'm your host, Dr. Mark Lewandowski. You're listening to KRMG. This is the show that's all about you, the entrepreneur in the state of Oklahoma that is doing great things. And speaking of doing great things, I have a very special guest. Now, you know, I say that every week, I have a very special guest, because these people are all very special to me. But this particular gentleman, who's an entrepreneur here in Oklahoma, might be one of the most important and influential people in my life. If I were to think of the three most important mentors I have had in my life, Mark Wright, who is one of the owners and principals at GenScripts, was absolutely fundamental in my life, in the way that we run our businesses. You know, I go back years ago, this is a gentleman that told me that, Mark, healthcare is best delivered locally. And I've learned that phrase and I've used it for now 23 years. So my special guest today is a gentleman named Mark Wright. He's a pharmacist, he's an entrepreneur, and he's our special guest on the show. Mark, welcome to our show.
It's great to be here, Mark.
I'm so excited to have you because you have done something absolutely remarkable. You have decided, as an organization, you at GenScripts, to go toe-to-toe with some of the biggest and most influential businesses in the world. You compete with Walgreens, CVS, Walmart, just to name a few. How dare you have the guts to fight the big boys?
Well, it was something I just stumbled into, Mark. We've always looked at, as an entrepreneur, looked at where there are opportunities to really serve people. And when I was basically retired initially, I worked relief pharmacy a lot and saw what was going on in pharmacies, retail pharmacies, which was quite different from it was the way it was when I was growing up in my father's stores as a kid and as a young pharmacist. I discovered that most people carry a card that's called an insurance card, and they use those to pay for their prescriptions. It slows things down at the counter. But when I finally became aware of exactly what was taking place in terms of how much the pharmacies got paid and what the cost, actual cost was to the patient, I could see there was a real opportunity if I just cut out all the middlemen and went back to practicing pharmacy the way it was done 40 years ago. And that was just a doctor writing prescriptions. They take them to the pharmacy to get the prescription filled, and they're just dealing with the pharmacy there, the pharmacist. So it's a very tight arrangement that kind of harkens back to the old days. There's no middlemen involved in our operation.
Now, you're a second-generation pharmacist. Your father was a pharmacist. You studied pharmacy, I believe, at the University of Oklahoma years ago. You're in the practice. You've been involved in healthcare. But now what you're telling us is your model is back to the good old days of pharmacy, where there's a direct relationship with the patient and the pharmacist and open disclosure, transparency about prices.
Totally. That's exactly where we are.
What do you think, how else would you describe the GenScripts value proposition? What is it that's unique that you bring to the marketplace that other pharmacies don't have?
Well, our value proposition is pretty standard. We eliminated a lot of the cost associated with traditional pharmacy operation. Our inventory is very tightly controlled. We don't actually keep brands in the pharmacy unless we have high volume of those brands. We let the wholesalers stock those for us, and we bring them in overnight, so we don't have a lot of money tied up in inventory. That's a magnitude of probably 10 to 1 in terms of how much inventory we have to carry in the store. Additionally, as far as controlling our costs are concerned, we do not have any receivables. There's no carrying costs for waiting for people to pay for us. When we close up at night, our cash registers have all the cash in them that we're going to have for the deposit, and that's the end of it. So we have no carrying cost on receivables. So those are two major ways that we save. On the spending side, we spend more, though, for labor, especially for high-value consultation for the patient and their physician on alternatives that might be available for that patient if they can't afford or they're stressed in terms of being able to handle the cost of their medicine. So we have pharmacists who are trained specifically for that purpose, to give alternatives to the doctor.
We talk quite a bit on the show about the rising cost of healthcare and the entrepreneurs and small business owners that are out there that are trying to find a way to provide healthcare benefits to their employees are really struggling. How is your solution at GenScripts an aid to the small business owner, the independent person, you know, those people that are trying to find a way to provide benefits for their employees?
We initially went to some of the small businesses that were in our area where our initial store was put in place, and we offered to talk to their employees. Generally, they don't have the financial wherewithal to provide a plan for their employees, a health care plan, but they care just as much as any employer about their employees. They want to retain them. They want to take care of them and do the best they can by them, but they just can't. A lot of them couldn't afford to put in a medical plan. So they would allow me to talk to them about how their employees could get the most bang for their buck. That was the name of the talk that we used to give to them. And a lot of those people then were encouraged. One of the things there is to always shop. Well, that makes sense for anything. You shop for automobiles. If you can shop for your medical care. But certainly for pharmaceutical care, the prices vary so much in the different stores. If the patient will just shop or the employee will just shop, they'll save a lot of money. And so for an insured client, you know, a business, anytime their employee comes to us as a customer, we don't charge their health plan. They have a total bonus whenever their employee comes to us for care.
You guys are growing like crazy. You're doing very, very well. You started out with one store. I believe it was the one on Hudson, right, in Tulsa?
Is correct.
That your primary store? And now you've got them in Tulsa, and you're thinking about growing or probably in the process of growing around the state. How do you go about selecting sites for your expansion? And what are some of the things that the average entrepreneur doesn't think about that are important when you're expanding your business?
Well, for site selection, I'm fortunate. We do have somebody that's really expert in real estate. It happens to be my brother, and he's a commercial real estate broker based in Texas. And so he's able to really give us good guidance and help us negotiate the leases and whatnot. We're looking for high traffic areas that are easy destinations for a person to come drop off and pick up a prescription. Most of it's pick up anymore because the physicians generally communicate the prescriptions to us either by phone or over the internet. The most recent opening we had, coincidentally, was yesterday. We opened our fourth store at 109th and South Memorial.
Well, congratulations. That's fantastic. Well,
thank you. It's an exciting time when you get to do that. We think this is going to be our biggest volume store. We're in a very high traffic area, a lot of visibility, good access to us, and coincidentally, we're right in the midst of about four of our major competitors, some of which you mentioned at the top of the show.
Yeah, you dropped smack in the middle of some serious competitors.
Yeah, that's kind of where we want to be. We want to be where it's easy for the customer to shop.
You know, you and I became friends about 23 or 24 years ago, and you were the one that taught me that healthcare is best delivered locally, and that was a direct quote from you. And I have repeated that 100 times a year for the last 27 years or 23 years. And really, it was all about the relationship that the customer has with the pharmacist. And you don't get that with some of these big box stores, and you don't get that with mail order and online and internet shopping. That's really got to be something that's important to you guys as you are dropped right in the middle of three or four of your biggest competitors. Do you train your pharmacists that are coming in on how to engage with those patients?
It's important. We really want to be friends with the patient. Actually, in our mission statement, the first few words are to touch more people. Just in those four words, We feel like we've got the requirement almost that we physically touch. We want to shake hands with every new customer that we get and introduce ourselves and ask them if there's anything special we can do for them.
Well, that's radically different in the pharmacy world, isn't it?
Yeah.
That handshake and get to know a name, and that is from a day gone by, and you're bringing it back.
Well, there's oftentimes the pharmacists in our competitors, they're good people.
Yeah.
They're just strapped for time usually, and we try to make a room for our employees to have that time.
Well, we're going to come right back after the break with Mark Wright. He's one of the principals and owners of GenScripts, a pharmacist, a dear friend of mine for the last 23 years. And when we come back, I'm going to ask him a lot about his leadership and management skills and how he develops talent. This is Dr. Mark Lewandowski. You're listening to the Mind Your Business Show on KRMG.
Find Red Alert Traffic Advisories on KRMG.com.
Welcome back to the Mind Your Business Show. I'm your host, Dr. Mark Lewandowski, and I want to stop for just a moment. I want to thank our sponsor, Benveo. Benveo is an organization here in Tulsa that provides healthcare benefits to small employer groups. If you're a small employer group out there, even an individual, you might want to call Benveo and find out what creative ways they can provide to you to provide healthcare benefits. You know, the most important thing is that you've got to get good value at a great price, and you've got to be able to only pay for the things that you need. Benveo is an absolute solution. If you're a growing small business and you're looking for ways to keep your employees and keep them happy, then benefits might be one of those things, and healthcare is very important. So call Jonathan at Benveo. That's BENVEO.com. Benveo.com, and get some help. So we're talking today with an old friend named Mark Wright, a dear friend. And I got to go back 23 or 24 years ago. I met this gentleman, and we actually met at a luncheon in which I was the speaker, and he came up to me afterwards and handed me his business card and said, let's get together and play golf. We played golf a couple of times. Over a period of time, we got to know each other, and he's the one that sat me down one day at lunch and said, Mark, we've got another way we make a living. We have a thing called a PBM, a pharmacy benefits manager, and I had absolutely no idea what he was talking about. And he said, we're thinking about offering you the job as president to run that PBM. And I sat there and said, don't smile. You know, I was just beaming with excitement. And this gentleman and I worked together for about 5 years. He ran one company, I ran another, but he was on the board, and he was actually my supervisor. As the vice chairman of the board, I reported to him, and he taught me so much. Mark Wright, I want to tell you, in front of the whole world, how much you mean to me. You are a mentor and a dear friend, and I love and appreciate you.
Well, Mark, you were a professor when I met you, and you kept on teaching me the whole time we worked together.
Well,
so it's a mutual admiration.
There's so many things I do on a daily basis. I think, man, that is Mark Wright right there. He taught me that, holding people accountable in love and being very direct and not beating around the bush, but directly going at a problem and resolving it immediately. There were so many things that you taught me, and I appreciate it. Let me ask you, right now, you just opened your fourth location in Tulsa, and your company is just going gangbusters, and I know you're looking at others. How do you, Mark, stay on top of the industry? How do you continue to build yourself and your knowledge base to stay at the forefront of your industry sector?
Yeah, you got to read. You got to read a lot. Expose yourself to your peers at certain meetings. Most of them are unnecessary, but certainly stay in touch with vendors in your industry. Very important. They're certainly on the cutting edge usually of what's coming down the pike. And then you get really good people, and you get good people who will also go into their discipline, whatever that might be, and help guide the organization as it grows.
I remember when we were working together, I used to come into your office and I'd say, hey, have you read anything lately? And you'd turn around to your shelf and say, yeah, I just read this one. And I would borrow that book and go read it. And the thing that was the most important about that is that you had a habit of underlining and highlighting and writing your thoughts in the margin of the book. And what it did for me is it allowed me to read the content of the author and then get in the mind of Mark Wright, you, my friend and my mentor, and be able to read, what were you thinking when you read that section of the book? That was amazing. Thinking back on it, have you got a favorite book that you might share with the audience that might say, you know, this is absolutely one of the great business books or the great philosophical books or the great books of all time that they really ought to spend time in?
Number one on my list is Proverbs. I read a chapter every day in Proverbs, and it's fresh every day when I read it. And I've been through it, I don't know how many dozens of times. Number two, I would say, on my hit parade of all-time great books, is The Art of War by Sun Tzu. And there's an author, he was a translator and an author by the name of Gagliardi, who did that translation that I think is just about the best. But intensely applicable to the world of business is the Art of War. And then third is 1 John in the New Testament.
Okay, well, very good. Tell me a little bit about your philosophy about leading other people. I find you to be an exceptional leader. Do you have a philosophy in which you think, this is how I'm going to take somebody from where they are to where I need them to be? Are there keys to helping develop talent?
I think there's keys. But basically, I think it's just trusting people. If you hire the right person and they don't betray your trust, you can let them run. And because they're looking out for you, and you're also looking out for them. So it's a relationship that is really no different from any other relationships where you just really have to trust one another. If you violate that trust, you can't keep your word, or they don't keep their word, then you have to back up and rethink that. But from the get-go, I think it's just built on trust.
That's a great lesson. That's a great thought. Mark, I want to thank you so much, and I want to congratulate Jen Scripps. 4 locations in the Tulsa area and growing in Oklahoma City. I know that's the strategic plan. And I would like to encourage anybody, if they're looking for a prescription medication, then they really want that relationship in which they get to know the pharmacist truly cares about them. Go into Jen Scripps, and you will experience the difference. Here's a gentleman that said, healthcare is best delivered locally. It's when people get to know you is when to get the very best care. And I'm absolutely confident that that's the case at Jen Scripps. I want to make sure that everybody remembers that you can go on drmarklew.com and get this kind of content and many more on our website. I want to thank you for joining us on KRMG. This is the Mind Your Business Show.